We want to take another look at a story that we have been following. It's a story of discount bus companies that seem to have very little oversight and not a whole lot of tools for the federal government to regulate them. So we talked about Sky Express last Thursday, and it turns out that company seems to be still in business, even though the government shut it down after a fatal bus crash last week in Virginia. The Department of Transportation believes it has caught the bus company selling bus tickets under several different business names. Joining us again, Jim O'Grady, reporter at our co-producer WNYC for Project Transportation Nation. Okay, so Jim, let's just refresh this story here. This company was investigated by the Department of Transportation. They found a lot of problems. And then what happened?
They did. They found numerous violations over a two-year period. They investigated. They gave the company its lowest rating of unsatisfactory, which meant they were able to put it out of business. But there was a 45-day appeal. The company took that 45 days.
And they can operate during the appeal process.
Yes, they can. And then 3 days before their crash in Virginia that killed four people and injured more than 50 people, the USDOT could have put them out of business, but for reasons unknown now, gave them a 10-day extension. They stayed on the road. They had their crash.
Although it turns out that even if the DOT had shut them down at that point, they may have continued to operate, because now what's happened?
Apparently that's what they're doing now. By the way, it's nice to be here with you for crazy bus news number two.
All right.
Saying, hopefully not a weekly segment. So now the DOT has issued a subpoena to try to vacuum up every record it can get related to Sky Express, which apparently this is a known problem in the discount bus industry. DOT even uses this name. They have reincarnated themselves. They've repainted their buses. They've taken on different names, apparently. You can change your roster of routes a little bit. You can change your pickup and drop-off spot. You can give a new address. And basically, you're the same company with the same buses on the road, even though you've had a deadly crash, and the USDOT has put you out of business, or so it thought.
Can't they keep track of them by the license plates on the buses?
That I don't know. But I have the subpoena here from the DOT, and there's just a tangle of names of companies and individuals. There are ways of, apparently, of evading detection of regulators, and there are 4,000 of these companies across the United States. And some of them are able to get by doing this, by reincarnating in this way.
So this company, Sky Express, if I understand you correctly, they were under investigation for serious safety violations already. They were going to be probably most likely going to be shut down by the DOT before the crash happened. That crash killed people. Then the DOT definitively shut them down, and yet they simply changed their name, repainted their buses, and continued to operate.
That's the story, yes. And now DOT is trying to get the evidence to shut down what these other reincarnated companies may be, wherever they may be right now.
Well, and I'm sure that you yourself could follow them. Have you tried to get a bus ticket for any of these companies?
Well, what they do is they go to these aggregator travel sites, like go-to bus tours.
Right.
And as a rider, you pick a route, say Charlotte, North Carolina to New York City, and then you're given options with various bus companies. And so these reincarnated companies just reestablish themselves on these travel sites. So you as a rider could read in the newspaper or hear on the takeaway, Sky Express has been shut down, and you go, oh, good.
You avoid Sky Express, but you may not really be avoiding
exactly.
Them. Jim O'Grady, reporter at our co-producer WNYC for the Project Transportation Nation. Thanks, Jim.
Sure thing, Celeste.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.